Today's shiur m'sechta nida daf samach vav, and we will begin on daf samach hei amud beis, two lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan haroi dam machmas tashmish. So we begin a new issue, and that is the issue, if there's a woman who, every time she has bia, she sees dam, and therefore she becomes a nida, and obviously there's a issue of the husband and wife remaining together. Says the Gemara, Meshameshes Pam Rishonah V'Shnei V'Shlishes. She could do bia with her husband three times. V'kam V'Eilich, if she unfortunately has a riyastam every time, like the Shamash, they can't remain, they can't do tashmish after the skarish, they must get divorced. Some of the Farshim discuss, what is the issue of a roi dam machmas tashmish? There are actually two approaches in the Rishonim how to understand the issue. One approach is that a roi dam machmas tashmish is actually a veset. Just like we had a veset of kvitzis, that a woman through different situations has a rias dam. Similarly, tashmish could cause dam and could be therefore considered a veset with all of the halachas that we have learned regarding vestas. Another approach in the Rishonim is that this is a disease. It's a chayli rachman tzlan, but it's a sickness that causes that the husband and wife should need, can't remain together. There's a practical nafkaminis between these two approaches, because if it's indeed a veset, so all of the halachas of vestas come into play. And the way a veset is established, the way a veset is broken, all of these halachas will be relevant if it's a veset. If it's a chayli, then it has its own set of rules. And in fact, this may be connected to a different question, because the Gemara says, and we'll continue learning, that a woman is established to be a roya machmas tashmish based on three riyas. So many Rishonim suggest that this is following, we've quoted many times in our shiurim, the machloitus of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, how many events create a chazaka, two or three. Rav Shimon Gamliel says three, Rebbe says two. So this Gemara is following Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion that it's three. But that's if we're going to call it a veset. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a veset, a chazaka is with three. Rebbe holds that it's with two riyas. And therefore, he would say that here the din would be after two riyas. If, however, we learn that it's a chayli, that it's a disease, then it's a whole different situation. And it could well be that even Rebbe would agree that even though normally a chazak is only established with three riyas, this would be established with two riyas. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that for a woman to be considered roya dam machmas tashmish, she has to do the bedika immediately after the tashmish. Because if it's not done immediately after the tashmish, we can no longer assume or no longer have room to assume that it was the tashmish that caused the riya. And in fact, there are paiskim that say, not only must the bedika be done immediately after the riya, there has to be a bedika before the riya, before the tashmish, to be certain that indeed this woman was tahor, and only after the tashmish did the dam come. And that's why many paiskim suggest that certainly in the case that we've learned so far in today's shiur, that the woman, this is her first time, this is the first husband. So the first time she has bia with this first husband would not be in the count. Because she has no reason to be suspect that she's going to be a roi dam machmas tashmish. So she doesn't do a bedika before the bia, nor does she do a bedika immediately after the bia, and therefore we can't establish that this woman is a roi dam machmas tashmish, unless after the second, third, and fourth bias, when she knows what she has to do. By the next husband, again, given that she has already this experience, then the first bia would be considered a bia that could be counted to being towards roi dam machmas tashmish. So the Gemara says that this woman, if unfortunately she has this situation, and it's important also to mention that there's a machloikas rishonim, which is actually discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, that let's say a woman was married without any problem, and then afterwards the problem of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish emerges. Does she fall into that category of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish? Some Paiskim suggest that once a woman is established not to be a Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, and many Paiskim in fact suggest that the husband and wife should establish that by being Baidik before and after the Bias, the first three times, and that they could establish that this woman is in the category of a woman who Baruch Hashem is not Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, and then even if afterwards, unfortunately, situation changes, she won't fall into that category, the serious category that we're going to be learning of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish. There are Paiskim that say that even if a woman is already in that category of not being a Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, it doesn't change. The reality could change, unfortunately. So Gemara says if she's in this category of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, they need to get divorced. And the Paiskim say, most Paiskim feel, that even if the husband and wife are prepared to agree not to have relations, because having relations obviously is a problem, they still shouldn't remain remarried. So if this is her situation, Tinasalachar, she should marry another person. Nisislachar, and now she marries the second husband. And again, Virasa Dam Machmas Tashmish, we have a situation of Roy Dam Machmas Tashmish. Mishameshes Pam Rishon of Shni of Shlishes, we allow it to be a once, twice, and three times. But afterwards, she, again, unfortunately, is a Roy Dam Machmas Tashmish at Tisgarish. They need to get divorced. But Tinas Lacher, now she marries a third husband. Nisus Lacher, she has this third husband. V'rosa Dam Machmas Tashmish. And again, with this husband as well, she has a similar experience. Roy Dam Machmas Tashmish. Mishamesh is Pam Rishon of Shnevi Shlishis. The Kanva Eilich, afterwards, Loi Tashamish, we can't allow her to do Tashmish anymore, Achetiv Dek Atzma, until she does a test, an examination to determine exactly what is happening here. And begins the Gemara in describing this examination. And it's important to point out that even though the Gemara will describe this examination, the Ravid already says, earlier Rishonim, that we don't know how to do this test and we can't therefore rely on it. But says the Gemara, Ketzer by Dekas Atzma, how does she do this examination? Mevisha Feferis, she should bring a tube, Ubetoicha Macho, and in there there should be a stick on, inside that tube, Umoich Munach Aroisha, with a piece of material on top of that stick, and she should insert it in her body. Im Nimtz Dam Aroisha Moich, if there's dam on the tip of this material, so that b'yidua shemin makar huba, that's clearly an indication that this dam is coming from the makar, and we have a real problem. Lo nimtza dam al roishoy, but if it wasn't on the tip, so b'yidua shemin atzadam haba, that shows that the dam is coming not from the makar, not from the uterus, rather it's coming from the side of the body and is not an issue. So there's a very fundamental question that the Paiskim discuss in this examination. Rishonim already discussed this. Our Gemara gives us two options. If there's dam on the tip, it's clearly that it's coming from the makar. If there's dam on the side, then we know that it's not from the makar and she's fine. What happens if there's no dam at all? So some mefarshim take the approach, if there's no dam, we have to be concerned that she is a roi dam machmas tashmish. But it seems that it's the opinion of most mefarshim that if we don't have any dam come at all, then we could assume that she's not a roi dam machmas tashmish, and that we could assume that the dam is minat stod. But even though, as I just said, most mefarshim take this lenient approach, if there's no dam, to consider that it's menat stodim. And the reason they take this lenient approach is most women don't have this problem. There was no hargosha, and as we've said so many times in our shiurim from the beginning of the Masechta, that without hargosha, we don't have a nida d'oraisa. If we follow the approach that we've been learning, that most mefarshim follow, that the entire issue of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish is only an issue of Vestis and Vestis Ad Rabbanan, and therefore we could be more lenient with Esther's. That's why these Mefarshim all take the more lenient approach. But the question is, what do we attribute the dam to? Some Mefarshim attribute the dam that it came in at Stardom, that we don't know where the dam came from, as in this case that we're describing, that we don't know if it came in a Makarim or came in at Stardom, because we know it's dam, we just don't know where it came from. The Halacha tells us that we should consider it came in at Stardom. That's one approach in the Mefarshim. Another approach in the Mefarshim is that we don't say that. We can't say without really knowing that it came in at Stardom. Rather, the Halacha tells us that it should be considered like she was Nisrape, that she got better. And since it's considered that she got better, that's why we could be more lenient. What's the nafkamina? So it's a very big nafkamina. The nafkamina will be, how should she be treated if there was no dam? If we say that if there's no dam, we assume that it's menat stardom, so she's not in need at all. Dam menat stardom doesn't make you tummy. If, on the other hand, we say it was nisrape, that means she is in need, just she was nisrape and she has to be treated. She has to wait Zayin Nikim, as we've learned, and we'll learn again in today's shiur. Furthermore, the Mefarshim, there's a machloikis, Hapoiskim, the Shach discusses this, the Chuvah discusses this question. A woman in this situation, as the Gemara describes, should be doing this examination with this tube. If instead of doing the examination with the tube, she did beer with her husband again, and now this beer was fine, there was no dam, could this beer, which shouldn't have been done, but was done, serve in the place of a bedika, because it accomplishes the same? Or, no, once the Gemara says that she's in this situation, the only verification is the test, the bedika, nothing else can serve in its place. Furthermore, there's a shayla in the Paiskim, the Neid Behuda discusses this question. What would be the halacha that the woman, let's say, failed the test, for lack of a better word, that there is dam from the Makar, but she begins to see doctors and heal herself, and now she wants to do the test again. Would doing the test again, and hopefully coming out with better results, be acceptable? Neid Behuda says, of course. There are Paiskim that say if you fail the test, we have a real issue on this woman ever getting remarried. But now we have one more very interesting machlokes Rishonim to discuss. Our Gemara said that when is this test done? After being married to three men, and after having this experience of Roy Dam Machmas Tashmish with each of her husbands. So what is the halacha if the woman married to her first husband, unfortunately, was Roy Dam Machmas Tashmish three times. And now the Gemara said at the bottom of Amud Beis, that this couple ought to get divorced. But instead of getting divorced, they're willing to take the test by the first husband. What is the halacha? So Rashi says no. Rashi says the test cannot be administered and relied on until after the third husband and the third time. Taisus, quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, says no, you could do the test any time. Even by the first husband. So what's the machlokes Rashi and Taisus? The Mefarshim explain. Taisus' opinion is that the test is a good verification at any time. But if you take the test, and as we just said, you fail the test, then she becomes a Roy Machmas Tashmish and may Chas V'Shom never able to get married. So to avoid it, the Chazal said you don't have to take the test we'll explain why soon, until after the third husband with three beers after husband. She wants to take the risk. They want to take the risk. She wants to take the risk and do it earlier? Fine. Rashi takes a different approach. Rashi's approach is that this test is not really the greatest proof. Just what? If we have no option, as we began today's shiur, we never have this woman. We don't know what to do with this woman. So therefore, Chazal suggested and allowed this test to be taken. But where there are other options, we don't rely on this test. Continues the Gemara. V'myesh la makkah b'yisa makkam. If she has a makkah in that area, and she knows she has that makkah, tal b'makasa, we could rely on the fact that she has this makkah. The Mefarshim discuss What is the halacha if a doctor says that she has a makkah? Can we trust the doctor? Most poskim take a lenient approach and say that a doctor, leimarim nasei, doesn't say something which isn't true, and therefore we can rely on him. There are poskim that want to differentiate between a doctor who's a Yisrael versus a Nachri. Furthermore, I saw that the poskim suggest that if the woman had a hysterectomy, we certainly can consider the woman in the category of yesh lemakah b'isamakah. Furthermore, says the Gemara, yesh levesta tala bevesta. And there's a big question how to learn this Gemara. Some mefarshim explain yesh levesta veset that she's roy machmas tashmish at a certain interval. Every time she does bia on the 10th day of the month, she's roy dam machmas tashmish. So then we won't treat her like a roy dam machmas tashmish. It's a veset that the 10th of the month, together with bia, she has dam. Any other time she'll be mutter to have a bia. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw, which obviously has in it difficulties, is that if they did tashmish at the time of a veset, then we don't attribute the dam to having come because she's a roy dam machmas tashmish. We say that this is dam nida, and it's the dam nida that caused the dam. The issue obviously is how did they do tashmish b'shas veset? We've been learning that when a woman's veset, you're not supposed to be doing tashmish. So one answer that the mefarshim suggest is that there are certain leniencies when tashmish may be performed, even though it's a veset. A yoitz l'derech, the husband's leaving town, and that's what happened here. Another pshat that I saw is that we spoke just the other day about the oynas or zerua, the oyna before the oyna of the veset. That's what this gemara means. If they did tashmish at the time of the oynas or zerua, which there's a question if it mutter or so, they did tashmish at that time. Since it's so very close to the time of her veset, we attribute the dam to being part of the veset, part of the need the dam, nothing to do with roy dam machmas tashmish. However, if the dam that her wound expresses looks different than the dam of Nida dam in a toilet, then we can't say that's the dam maka. For were it the dam maka, it should look like that dam. However, says the Rajba, it's only if we know for sure that this dam doesn't look like the dam maka, so we can't be lenient. But we have no reason to be concerned about that. And therefore, if we have this dam, and we know that this woman has a makkah, without knowing differently, we can assume that the dam is dam makkah. We have no reason to think differently. Furthermore, when the menas isha loimer, makkah yesh li b'makar, shemenu dam yoytzei, divi rebi. A woman has an amonis to say that she has this makkah that's expressing dam from a makar. So Mefarshim asks, what is Rebbe adding different than what we learned from Yesh Lemakah B'Moysa Mokam, the Vendemenes Isha Loimer? So Mefarshim explained as follows. The previous Gemara, from Yesh Lemakah B'Moysa Mokam, is only teaching us that we don't want her to be in the category of Eroi Dam Machmas Tashmish. So as long as she says Yesh Lemakah B'Moysa Mokam, that's good enough. However, this statement that she makes but she has to be treat herself like a Nida. We just won't create a situation of roy dam machmas makah, and as we've been learning, the couple may chas v'sham have to get divorced. Here it's much stronger what she's saying. Here she's saying, I know that this dam that we have here came from the makar. Here we don't even have to treat her like a nida. And it's interesting, the Rishonim make this observation. We said that this brisa may not even be following the opinion of Rebbe, we said at the beginning of our shir, because we said Rebbe says a chazaka with two times. And here we're saying that it takes three times. So there's a few approaches in the Rishonim how to approach this. Some say, as we said, that in this halacha, Rebbe will agree three times. Others say that even though Rebbe will hold that it's established with two times, given his opinion that two times establishes as chazaka, but that isn't the contradiction to this din that Rebbe just said, that the menes isha loimer yeshli makar b'makar shemen adam yaitse. Rav Shimon Oymer Dam Makah B'Makar, if she says she has a mak in the makar that expresses dam, even though it's a mak, it's not the normal dam, she's tamei. From his saying, he idol dam mak abam in a car shutar. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, and the way the Aruch Haner explains the Gemara's question is that the Gemara's question is not a practical question, which my benayu normally means, because we obviously know the practical nafkamina, if the dam will be tamei or tar. My benayu here means is, what is the basis of the machloikis? Answers the Gemara, ama ula makar makayim tamei ika benayu. If all dam that comes from the makar is automatically considered tamei or not. Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that all dam that comes from the makar, even if it's from a makkah, doesn't change. It's considered tamei. Whereas the other tanaim hold that only dam that comes naturally from the makar is tamei, otherwise it isn't. Ask the Gemara regarding this examination, Shfeferis, by inserting this tube, if Guri Mafgala, won't that tube irritate the entire area and cause dam? So how can we rely on this examination? It only makes worse rather than better. Answers the Gemara, Amish Shmuel, B'Shefaris Shal Aver. We're referring here to a tube made out of lead, which is very smooth, and the lip, the top of it, doesn't have the lip facing outwards. It actually has the lip facing inwards, again, to avoid any irritation. Price can discuss, does it specifically only be lead, which is the most smooth material, or could be any metal, and what the Gemara means to say, it shouldn't be wood, because wood isn't that smooth, but any metal would be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rish Lakish L'Rab Yoichanan, V'tivduk Atma B'yishlish Shabbat Rishon, why are we allowing her? The story was Shonim explained to Gemara. Why are we allowing her to get married to a second and third husband once she's married to the first husband? And the first husband, this happened three times by. So we have a real concern with this woman. So we should have to do an examination immediately then. Why do we let her get married to the second husband and the third husband? Answers the Gemara. Amalei l'fi she'en kol etzbos shavos. Different people do bia differently. And since different people do bia differently, maybe the first husband, the type, the way he does bia, or the way his body is, causes dam, but that not necessarily be the situation with other husbands. In fact, I saw a very interesting tshuva from Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Cheshukei Chemed. He says, what happens if you have a couple who are bali tshuva, and the woman and husband were experiencing, unfortunately, dam machmas tashmish, but now the husband had a bris milah. And that also, he says, could be a situation that would cause everything to change, and therefore it'll be enough that ain't kol etzbos shavos, that we should re-examine the situation. Ask the Gemara a different question. The Rishonim explained it's not just the Baal Shlishi, the second husband. Once we have this woman, that by the first husband, all three bias unfortunately caused that she should see dam. So why, ask the Gemara, when she marries the second and third husband, do we allow her to have three bias with each one of these husbands? As soon as she has one bias with this husband, it should be room for concern. But tivdak asma bias rishon and shabbat shlishi, again says the Gemara, b'fisha ein kol ha-koyche shavos. It's not always the same, and only if we see there's some sort of a pattern for concern do we start to be concerned and need to make an investigation and a determination. Says the Gemara, he the Sarla came to Rebbe, there was this woman that came to Rebbe that Nebuch had this problem. Omle la'avdin, Avdin was his assistant, zil basa, skir her, shak her. Ozel basa, he suddenly shocked her, v'nafel menach haror estam, and a clot of blood emerged from her body. Omle Rebbe, esrapazos. The dam is coming, obviously, from this clot, and she's fine. There's a machloikas apayskim. If this woman had this, clearly had this clot, that the Gemara is saying that's why we're attributing the dam from, will she now need to have an examination that we spoke about before? Or is the fact that this clot came out enough of a raya that that's the problem with this woman, and we need not do anything more? Another incident. that had a problem of roi dam machmas tashmish. Amleil Rav Dimi by Yosef. Zilbasa, again, the same recommendation. Shakr, and maybe that will cause the dam to come out. Ozilbasa, so he attempted to do so. V'loi nafal amidi, nothing happened. Amishmu, so Shmuel said, obviously this is a woman, mamala nefetzes he, that she obviously keeps on, her body, her uterus, obviously keeps on getting refilled with dam. The kol hamamala nefetzes, any woman in such a situation, and like takana, there's nothing that we could do for her, she is a roi dam machmas tashmish. Says the Gemara, he that soil kami de Reb Yochanan, there was this woman that came to Reb Yochanan, and she reported to him, the kol amos, the havas, salka, mitfilas mitzvah, every time when she came out of the mikveh, she didn't go to the mikveh, she went to the river, every time she came out, havaka chazi dama, she would become a nida. Amalai, shem dimes irach olsebach. So he said, this is what the Mefarshim explained to Gemara, you're going to the mikveh in the river, and you're coming home, and everybody sees you coming home, and people know that Baruch Hashem, you have a great marriage, and you have a great relationship with your husband, and that's why they know you're coming home to have relations with your husband, and they push it, give you an ayin hara, and that ayin hara is causing this to happen. And in fact, the Meiri says that besides that the obvious sneis issue involved, that people should know when a woman goes to the mikveh, now we have a whole new reason why women, why it should be very private when a woman goes to the mikveh. So what he suggested to her was, lech vivali lo gabanar, have relations right by the river. Of course, all the mafarshim say, not in a public place, but do it right by the river where people won't see you coming back to town and have this ayin hara on you. Ikadami, but there's a different version. Amala, what he told her. Tigala lechavr sayich, tell your friends about the problem that you experience. In other words, what did we just say? What caused this problem? Dain hara. People think that everything is great by everybody else. If she'll tell her friends, it's not that great in my life either. I also have my share problem. So now people won't be jealous of her. Now there won't be dain hara, and she'll be fine. Vikadamr, a third version. Again, he told her, tell your friends about the problem you experience. In order that they should daven on your behalf. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, the Tomei Tomei Yikra, the Pasuk says regarding the Mitzayra, the Pasuk says, the Tomei Tomei Yikra, Tzorech Loidiyo Tzal Rabim, the Mitzayra has to tell people the Tzorech that he's experienced, for Rabim Vakshalei Rachman. And people will daven on his behalf. And in fact, says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Hava Umda Pumbedisa, there was such a situation Pumbedisa, Vatse, and she got better. So the Rabbi Yonis and Eipschitz explains, why does the Torah choose to teach us this thing, that if somebody has a problem, Yivakshul of Rachmim, specifically by Mitzayra. So he says that we know that a Mitzayra is called a Mitzayra Muzgar. Posh Pshat, why is he called a Mitzayra Muzgar? Because he's quarantined when he's a Mitzayra. But another Pshat that the Medrash suggests is that a person who's a Mitzayra Rachman Shalom is Muzgar, he's closed, his tefillahs aren't listened to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the Gemara is very understandable. This person's tefillahs are not being heard. And since his tefillahs are not being heard, he has no option but to ask other people to daven on his behalf. The Ramban, based on this Gemara, teaches us that this is the Gemara, the basis for the mitzvah b'kecholim. He says the mitzvah b'kecholim, yes, there is an element in the mitzvah b'kecholim to go see what can be done on behalf of the person who's nebuch not well. But that usually isn't the situation. Most people who aren't well are in a hospital, are in the doctor's care, family take care of them, so they don't need necessarily care. So what's the mitzvah b'kecholim? The mitzvah b'kecholim is to go visit the person, and when you see that the person, nebuch, unfortunately, is not well, so that will cause you to daven on his behalf, and when somebody davens on behalf of someone else, as the Gemara says, that will bring him a refuah. And that's why many Paiskim suggest that certainly lechatchila, the way mitzvah b'kecholim should be performed is only by personally visiting the person, not just relying on a phone call. Because when you do a phone call, you don't really see where how the person is. Visiting him personally gives you a picture exactly what is his status. The Nesiv Shalom, Shlonim Rebbe, says, what's pshat that rabbim vakshim alav? What do you need a rabbim? What do you need many people to daven on his behalf? So he says a very interesting pshat. He says, who is the person that is worthy that his tefillah should be listened to by Hashem? So he says, a person who is dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who is a Yerushamayim, a person who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sincere, serious manner, is the individual whose tefillahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears. But there aren't, unfortunately, many people that are like that. So if you have a rabbin, if you have many people who are davening on behalf of this person who needs our tefillahs, inevitably, one of those people must be, hopefully, an individual who's davening in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you have a person who's davening in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears that person's tefillahs and has mekabel that person's tefillahs. Begins the Gemara. Amrab Yosef, Amrab Yehuda, Amrav. A word of introduction that we've said, Baruch Hashem, many times in our shiurim. And that is, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 and 11 days. During the 7 days are the days of Nida. The Midarais, as we always emphasize, even if she sees Dam all 7 days, as long as she stops seeing Dam at the end of the 7 days, she could go to the mikveh. And then begin a cycle of 11 days, the Yimei Ziva, where during those 11 days, if she sees Dam one or two consecutive days, she's a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. If she sees Dam for 3 consecutive days, she needs to have Zayin Nekiyim. So says the Gemara, Hiskin Rebbe B'Sodos. Mechlok is what Sodos means. Some say Sodos is the name of a place. Others say Sodos means then the villages where the people weren't so learned. Rasa Yoyim Echad, even if the woman only saw Dam one day. So let's think about it. Either she's a Nida or she's a Zava. But since we are concerned that women don't keep track where they're up to, Teshev Shlisha, she should keep 6 more days, because we need to be concerned that these are the main Nida, and she has to have 7 days. Shnayim, Shishvahu, 6 days besides the day that she saw the Dam, even though the first day wasn't one of the Zayin Nekiyim. Shnayim, if she saw 2 days, Teshev Shishvahim. Why? Because we have to be concerned that maybe the first day that she saw Dam was the last of the Yimei Ziva. The next day was the first of the Yimei Nida, and therefore she needs to have 7 days, that second day, and 6 more days. Shloisha, if she saw Dam for 3 days, and again, we need to be concerned that maybe those 3 days are during the Yimei Ziva, and therefore she became a Zava G'dayla, Teshev Shiva Nekiyim. No matter what, we always make them wait Shiva Nekiyim. Unlike the previous 2 cases, she saw Dam only 1 or 2 days, there's no reason for Shiva Nekiyim in the original Takana. However, says Reb Zeira, because there was so much confusion, Amar Reb Zeira, B'nai Yisrael Chmir Al Atzmam, all Jewish women, which is the halacha that we follow nowadays, Shafila Royos Dip Bastam Kechardol, Yoshvila Shiva Nekiyim. So Farshim explained, the chiddush in Reb Zeira is not the fact that she's Royos Tipus Dam Kechardel. Because we've learned previously in Amasechta that there is no minimum amount of blood that makes a woman tamei. So Reb Zeira is saying that even if it's a drop of blood, that isn't the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though she really probably knows that she's not a zava, because typically she's not a zava, and even though there are other reasons to be mekel, still, we're machmer full-fledged as that she needs Shiva Nekiyim even for the most minimal amount of dam. Furthermore, I saw a very interesting nusach that is found in some sidurim. In some sidurim, there's a nusach that after Kabbonis, we say, we want to learn a halacha psuka, and what is a halacha psuka of Zeriz din? And then we say, So I saw a beautiful pshat in that nusach. It's not the nusach that we daven, but there's a beautiful pshat in that nusach. The pshat is as follows. Rav Zeira, actually, chumrah, which as I said, we follow b'zman hazeh, cannot be a chumrah that we will follow when the Beis HaMikdash comes. Because a zava gedayla, we know, has to bring karbonis. If a woman on the other end is not a zava, she may not bring karbonis. So b'zman hazeh, where karbonis are not brought anyway, so we could keep Rav Zeira's chumrah. But when Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we won't be able to. So every morning we say, Om Rav Zeira, this nusach says, Om Rav Zeira. Nowadays, we have the ability to follow this chumrah. But we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirotzen Shibbon HaBeis HaMikdash B'Mehayr Yameinu. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Rav Zeira's din will have to fall away. It says the Gemara, Admir Rav L'Shmuel. Admir Rav L'Rav Shmuel. Rav was walking with Rav Shmuel, B'Dorish, and he taught him the following halacha. We spoke earlier in our Masechta about Dam Kishui. Dam Kishui is a woman who sees Dam while she's pregnant. So Kishui Shishnei Yomim, if she saw Dam Kishui for 2 days during her pregnancy, and there were the May Ziva of her pregnancy days, and then on the third day, Hipila, she, Rechman Slam, miscarried. The Loch is Teshu Shivanakim, she has to sit Shivanakim. Why? Because Kesavar, obviously, he is of the opinion, and Kishui in the Falam, that the heter that we learned of Dam Kishui doesn't apply if there was a miscarriage. Furthermore, he is of the opinion, V'efshel psichas kev b'loy dam. So that means we had 2 days of dam, and the third day was the day of the miscarriage, so there was also dam, obviously, that day, and she's considered a zava, and she needs to have zayin nekiyim after she has the child. And those zayin nekiyim cannot be completed until the yimei tuma completed, we learned. Amar papa rava, ma'yiri kishish shishnei yamim, why do we have to paint this case? I feel mashu ba'almo, as soon as she sees any dam, haven't we just learned Amar Rav Zeira, Rabbanai Yisrael, Echmir al-Atzmam, Shafil, Roy's dam, deepest dam, Kechardo, Yosh, Vissalav, Shiv, Nekiyim. So what's the difference with this entire story? Amalei, Amin Alach Yisura. I taught you something which is the halacha, that Amrit Mechanaga, Rav Zeira, din, is a chumrah that wasn't necessarily accepted at the beginning in all quarters. Not everybody accepted it. And as I said, now everybody accepted it. But in that time, it wasn't yet accepted. So even though it wasn't yet accepted, the halacha that we learned about the Kishish Neyamim would still be applicable. Tavor Nasa B'cham Litvul K'motim Al-Gabe Nemel Simen. Omrevu, Tavor L'Nosi. We learn a new halacha here. If a woman was asked to get married, from the spice and she agreed, Tzricha Shateshev Sheva Nekim. She has to sit Zayin Nekim. And the Mefarshim, before they get married, and the Mefarshim give two explanations, and the Halacha takes both explanations into consideration. One is that the actual proposal of marriage could cause Dam Chimud, that therefore she has to have Zayin Nekim that will make, that we know that she has no Dam. Or another is, as the woman anticipates getting married, and that excitement of getting married causes dam to come. And therefore, she has to have every day a bedika to check if there's no dam. What's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? If it's only the proposal that causes the dam, then the halacha will be that she only has to do bedika after the proposal. And she doesn't have to be so careful the proposal and then zayin yomim and not anything more. If we say it's the excitement of marriage that causes dam, then every day leading up to the marriage, the excitement grows, and even if she counted 7 days, but she didn't get married yet, she would have to continue counting. This is the makar for the minik, the halacha that the last 7 days, a woman before she gets married has to count as the din. But this is the makar for the minik, why in many circles, a chas and a kala, don't see each other, maybe don't even speak to each other for the last week before the wedding. Says the Gemara, Ravina asked le lebrei bei Rav Chanina. Ravina made a shidduch between the son and the daughter of Rav Chanina. Amle sava le ma lemichta ksuv el abba yamin. So the pashpshat in the Gemara is that they got engaged on Sunday and they agreed to get married on Wednesday. Amle in kimata La'arba, when Wednesday came, they pushed off the wedding, not at Arba Chwina. They waited till 4 more days till Sunday. Yaakov Shivayam Basahu Yama. They waited for 7 days from when they got engaged. Amalei Maihai. So he asked, why do we wait till next week Sunday? Because said, Amalei Loisavala Mala Hadam Ravo, what we Rava just taught us. Tavil Nasum Nespaisa Tzrich L'Shev Shevanakim. Asked the Gemara, Amalei Eimadam Ravo, when did Rava say this? Begdoila, the Kachaz Yidama, Dafka by Gdoila, who's going to see Dam. Avil, B'Ktana, this girl was a Ktana, the Loichaz Yidama, which she normally doesn't even see Dam at all. Mi Omer, did he still say this halacha? Omer Beferish Omer Rava. Rava said, Loishna Gdoila, Loishna Ktana. There's no difference. Gdoila Tamamai, Mishum de Machmada. It's the Dam Chimud, Ktana Nami Machmada. A few points to make. The Rishonim debate. How do we understand Dam Chimud? Is Dam Chimud on itself considered Dam Nida? Or is Pshat that the Dam Chimud could cause the Dam Nida to come? Another question that the Mefarshim asks is that here we see that a couple should not get married unless they wait a week. Yet we have incidents in our history where they got married immediately. Yehuda and Tamar, Boaz and Rus. So some Mefarshim explain that obviously those episodes were before the time of Rabbah, before this rule was instituted. Another pshat that I saw is that this is only when a couple intends to get married. But if the couple doesn't intend to get married, it's just an act of bia that's going to take place. This halacha doesn't apply. It's the marriage that causes the chimud and causes the concern. The Paiskim also say, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's under all circumstances, not just when a girl who was never married has this halacha, but even an almana or a grusha, and even a machsa grushasai, even a machsa grushasai has the same halacha. But I did see that the Cheshuke Chemed says a very interesting psak. He says we have couples who, again, were not religious and never had a Jewish marriage, never had a chuppah kedushin, and now they want to have a Jewish chuppah kedushin. Do they also have to wait 7 days, or they're married, they're living together. Now they, Baruch Hashem, decided to consecrate their lives with a chuppah of a kedushin. He says those people would not require the Zayin Yomim. Amar Rava, Isha Loitachav, the halacha is, we begin now the halacha of the actual going to the mikvah, and the halacha is, as we will be discussing extensively, before going to the mikvah, a person is supposed to do chafifa, a woman is supposed to do chafifa, scrub herself. Machloikis of the chafif is only on the hair, or is it only on the hair and the body? Our meaning is, of course, the hair and the body. So, like Tachav, she shouldn't use neser, some sort of a detergent, v'leibachol, not sand. Neser shouldn't be used, the mishunim aktif, where it causes the hair to get torn out, and it's still in the hair, and therefore will be a chatzitza. V'leibachol, she shouldn't use sand, mishum de masrich. It causes the hair to get hard, to stick together, and again, you have an issue of a chatzitza. However, the shach already says, the place can say soap may be used, other place can say perhaps soap shouldn't be used, but certainly shampoo or hair conditioner may be used, should be used. Vama, a memer, mishmei de rava, ish loy tochav el bechamim, she should use warm water, not cold water. Even water that was warmed through the sun is also accepted water. Says the Gemara, why should cold water not used? Because, says the Gemara, the cold creates mashri mazia, it causes the hair to be tough and the dirt doesn't come out, and again it's a chatzitza. Vama rava. A person should teach the women in his home. Even the parts of the body that are folded over should be washed before one goes to the mikvah. Ask the Gemara, Mesa, we learned in a Braisa, don't need to have the mikvah water touch them. Answers the Gemara, they don't have to be touched by that. However, Mokum Royal Bias Mayim Be'inan. They need to be an area that if the water would come there would be no chatzitza. The Gemara says we have a precedent for this. Could Reb Zeira? Where the Torah, where halacha is that a carbon mincha could be brought, and the halacha is that the Torah speaks about mixing the flour and the oil, but the halacha is that the flour and the oil, if they weren't mixed, it's still acceptable carbon mincha. But if somebody donates a carbon mincha of more than 60 isarin of flour, so that is too much to mix with the oil, so you have to separate it. What's to bother me if I can't mix it? The mixing is not essential. Says Rav Zeir, you don't have to mix, but if you mix, you got to do it. You have to be able to mix. Here too, you don't have to get the water there, but it should be able to go there without a chatzitza. Am Rabban Bar of Adam, Am Yitzchak, Masa b'Shivchasa Shel Rebbe, Shetovla. She did a tefillah also, and when she came out of the mikvah, Nimtzla Etzem Chaytzel B'Shinah, she had this tooth in her mouth. She had this chatzitza v'tzricha Rebbe tefillah Achelis. She had to go to the mikvah again. V'Am Rav Tavla also. If a woman went to the mikvah, the nimtza lava dava chayisit, and she finds a chatzitza on her body. So im samach lechafifa tefila tavla, if she went to the mikvah right after doing chafifa, ain't tzarech lachalit, but she doesn't have to do it again. We could assume that this chatzitza came after she went out of the mikvah. V'mlav tzricha lachalit fal. Ikad amri, but there's a different version. Im ba'oisi yom shechafifa tavla, if it was in the same day, chafifa and tefila, ain't tzricha lachalit fal. Ask the Ramai Benayu, what is the nafkamina between these two approaches? And says the Gemara, Iklamayu, the mismach l'chafifa tefillah. To do chafifa and tefillah right after each other, or l'mechit b'yimama, or l'mitvah b'laylo, to do chafifa by day and go into the mikvah by night. According to the approach that has to be near each other, so if a person did chafifa in the beginning of the night or the beginning of the morning, and then did tefillah later in the day, it's the same day, but it's not close to each other. According to the other approach, it's not the distance of time that counts. It's if it's done in the same time by day or same time by night, we could be lenient, otherwise we cannot.